this morning I invite you to open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6 and verses 9 through 13. Matthew chapter 6 and verses 9 through 13. And let's read together the Lord's model prayer. And as we think about prayer as worship this morning. Matthew chapter 6, starting in verse 9. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Perhaps you recognize this section of Scripture as the Lord's model prayer. And this model prayer teaches us how to pray. In fact, in Luke's account of this, the disciples ask Jesus, Lord, teach us how to pray. And as we think about praying to God, we recognize that when we pray, we are involved in worshiping God. Because we are directing our thoughts and our hearts and our minds solely and exclusively toward Him as we pray to Him and as we give our adoration and love and respect and honor and glory to Him. Well, Jesus instructs us how to pray here in Matthew chapter 6, and He wants His disciples to know several things about prayer before He gives this model prayer. And He teaches both positively and negatively. On the negative side, He tells us that our prayers are not to be showy. That is, they're not to be done simply to be seen of men. Also on the negative side, He says that we are to avoid vain repetition. That is, simply saying the same things over and over again for the sake of saying those things and not really intending or meaning the things that we're talking about. On the positive side, however, Jesus gives us this example. This is the model prayer. It's not necessarily a prayer that the Lord prayed Himself. If you want to look for a prayer that the Lord prayed, you could go to John chapter 17, which is a wonderful prayer that Jesus actually prayed. But this is a model prayer. It's an example. It's intended to instruct and to teach us how to pray. And so we're going to look at it this morning as we consider worshiping God in prayer, and we're going to notice four things in relationship to this model prayer. First of all, when we worship God as we pray, it involves ascribing all glory and honor to God. Secondly, when we worship God as we pray, it involves acknowledging our dependence upon God. Third, when we worship God as we pray, we are to ask God for our daily needs. And then finally, when we worship God as we pray, we are to be accepting and thankful of all the blessings which God has provided for us. Let's note first of all that when we worship God as we pray, this involves ascribing praise and glory and honor to God. Ascribing means to attribute, to assign, or to credit. And when we pray as Jesus taught us to pray, we will do this. He said, Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We're to address God as our Father and attribute to Him the honor that He deserves. We honor God when we call Him our Father because we acknowledge Him as our Creator, our Sustainer, our Provider, and our Protector. We are speaking words of glory and honor to God when we pray, Hallowed be thy name. God is holy. He stands apart from all of His creation, and He alone is unique in all of the existing things. Well, God is worthy of our praise to Him in our prayer. And note some great examples of praise from the Old Testament as they ascribed to God glory and honor. In Isaiah chapter 12 and verses 4 through 6, Isaiah in prophecy writes concerning the church, and he says, And in that day shall you say, Praise the Lord, call upon His name, declare His doings among the people, Make mention that His name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for He has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. Yes, it is that kind of honor and glory that we need to give God. Think about how David blessed the Lord in 1 Chronicles 29 and verses 10 through 13. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. And thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might. And in thine hand is it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Think about what we read in Nehemiah chapter 9 and verses 5 through 6. Then the Levites, Jeshua and Kadmiel, Bani, Hashbabniah, Sherebiah, Hodijah, Shebaniah, and Pethahiah said, and here's what they said, Stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever. And blessed be thy glorious name, which is exalted above all blessing and praise. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth, and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Now think about all these ascriptions of praise and honor and glory to God, and then let us, while we are worshiping God, turn our thoughts and our minds to ascribing to God the same. When we ascribe to God glory and praise and honor, we are worshiping Him. But secondly, as we pray in worshiping to God, we are acknowledging God. We acknowledge in prayer that God is the ruler of the universe and we rely upon Him. Jesus said in the model prayer, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As the Creator of the universe, Jeremiah writes concerning God in Jeremiah 51 and verse 15, He hath made the earth by His power, He hath established the world by His wisdom, and hath stretched out the heaven by His understanding. God, as the continued sustainer of all things, is described in Colossians 1 and verse 17, And He is before all things, and by Him all things consist or are sustained. We acknowledge God's power in providing for our lives as we pray to Him and as we acknowledge Him in prayer. In giving us food and gladness, for example, in Acts chapter 14 and verse 17. Nevertheless, He left not Himself without witness in that He did good and gave us rain from heaven and fruitful season, filling our hearts with food and gladness. We acknowledge God in providing our clothing and our shelter as Jesus taught us to do in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, where He said, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We acknowledge God's power in providing for our salvation as we pray. For example, we acknowledge the fact that He sent His Son to die for us. John chapter 3 and verse 16, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We acknowledge that Jesus was the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Titus chapter 3, verses 4 through 7, But after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy. He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And He has provided for us through the plan by which we may be saved. Paul writes concerning that plan in Romans 1 and verses 16 and 17, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein the righteousness of God is revealed from faith unto faith, even as it is written, the just shall live by faith." And in giving us His perpetual word, God has blessed us, and we acknowledge Him for that. In 1 Peter 1 and verse 23, Peter writes, "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever." When we acknowledge that God has given us all of these great blessings, we are worshiping Him. When we pray to God and worshiping Him, we are also asking of God certain things. We ask for various reasons, but the Scriptures give us reasons to ask God as well. One such reason is found in Matthew chapter 7 and verses 7 and 8. We ask because God tells us to ask. "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." In 1 John 5 and verses 14 through 15, John writes this, "And this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him." And so God wants us to ask. We ask because God tells us to. But also we ask because we know that God loves us and wants to give us good things. In Matthew chapter 7 and verses 9 through 11, Jesus says, "Or what man is there of you whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to him who asks him?" We ask because God is good, and He wants to bless us, and He will send a blessing upon us if we ask in prayer. We ask because we truly have needs for which God and God alone can provide. In Philippians 4 and verse 19, Paul says this, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." All your need, God will provide. In Matthew chapter 6 and verses 30 through 33, Jesus says, "Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." We ask because we understand that God indeed has the power to fulfill all of our requests. Jeremiah wrote in Jeremiah 21 and verse 17, "Ah, Lord God, behold, Thou hast made the heavens and the earth by Thy great power and Thy outstretched arm, and there is nothing too hard for Thee." Now, do we believe that when we pray to God? That there is nothing that is too hard for God to do? We ask because we understand that God is, in fact, able to grant those prayers. In Ephesians chapter 3 and verses 20 and 21, Paul wrote, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end. Amen." Did you hear that? God is able to do above and beyond what we even conceive to be possible. Yes, God is able. And so we ask. And when we ask in faith, we are worshiping God in prayer. But then finally, we see that in prayer and in worshiping God in prayer, we are accepting the things that God has to offer to us. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6, in verses 9 and following, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen." Do we accept what God has to offer? Do we really believe that His is the kingdom and the glory and the power forever? Amen. As we should be praying in our prayers. There is a great difference between taking something and accepting something. And I think that sometimes we just simply take what God has to give without accepting. When we accept, when we accept as God wants us to accept, we are grateful. We are thankful for the wonderful gifts that God gives and for the blessings that He rains down upon us each and every day. Philippians 4 and verse 6, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." The psalmist wrote in Psalm 100 and verse 4, "Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts be praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name." We need to be thankful in praying to God. And God considers thanksgiving our sacrifice of praise. Listen to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. "By Him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." Thanksgiving is certainly worshiping God in prayer. And when we do these things, as we pray to God, we are worshiping Him. Let's think about what they are again. As we think about worshiping God in prayer, we think about ascribing to Him all glory and honor and giving Him the praise that is due. As we worship God in prayer, we think about acknowledging God as the one true and only God and understanding that it is from Him that all blessings, both physical and spiritual, come. As we worship God in prayer, we certainly ask for those things that we have need of. And we pray, "Lord, give us this day our daily bread." And God wants us to ask. And God wants us to lean upon Him and depend upon Him as we ask for those things that we need. And He will provide all of our needs. And as we think about worshiping God in prayer, we accept the great blessings that God has given us, and we are thankful. How is your prayer life today? Have you been worshiping God in prayer each and every day? I hope that you bend the knee to God the Father on a daily basis and do just these things that we have been talking about this hour. Pray to God. Tell Him of your thoughts. Let Him know what your heart's desires are. Give Him the praise and honor and glory due to His name, and be thankful for all the things that He has done for you. Perhaps you need help in your prayer life and would like to ask for the church to pray for you this morning. That opportunity is before you now. Or perhaps you don't even have access to the throne of God today because you are not in a right relationship with God, not being a child of God. God hears the prayers of the righteous, but the prayers of the wicked go unheard, the Bible teaches us. We need to be in a right relationship to God if we want to pray to God. We need to be a child of God if we want to pray to God. In order to be a child of God, we've got to hear His Word and believe it, repent of our sins, confess Jesus as Christ, and to be baptized for the remission of sins. Paul writes in Galatians chapter 3 in verses 26 and following, "For as many as are children of God are of the seed of Abraham." And how do we know we're children of God? When we put on Christ in baptism. "For as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither bond nor free. There's neither male nor female. For you're all one in Christ. And if you are in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. You see, that's how you know you're a child of God, is by responding to the commands of Jesus Christ to become a Christian. Everything that we've said, to hear the word and believe it, to repent of sins, confess Jesus and be baptized for the remission of sins, those are things that Jesus said to do so that you can become a child of God. And know that your prayers are being heard. And know that you're in the right relationship with God. And know that in fact you are praising and honoring God in worship and in prayer to Him. When you do turn your thoughts and your minds and your hearts to God on a daily basis, as you pray without ceasing, seeking to do His will within your life, seeking to gain those blessings that only God can give through prayer, whatever your need might be this morning, we pray that you come while together we stand and sing the song of encouragement.